This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Amaseichel, I think 50, by using your... Amaseichel. Shtei midas samar kadosh baruch hu lagmas halamar. So the summation is you have two separate middos. One is the midas mishpat, and one is the midah of shlita v'shal yechidis. Midas ha-mishpat is tov v'ra, shebot luim kol inyani ha-tovos, v'roz chol toseim. Mekor ha-midah is the hestaponim, and that's how you have tov and ra, and so on. V'midas ha-memshala yechidis, imidas tikkun kol in front of Mekor ha-yisparach, afal pi shemitzaratzon l'iroin l'zeh, v'hi ha-sevevus o-lechis behelam chol dar Midas HaMishpat is Mizgalas V'Niris. So Midas HaMishpat, because it's the dominant mid in this world, it is seen and understood. Midas HaMemshala Misalemus Mistateres L'Fnim. The Midas HaMemshala is that which is nister and unseen and so on, and invisible. It's almost by definition like that. It's not just a mikra. You know, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Midas of HaMemshala Mishpat to be dominant, that's going to be dominant. Since he wants the Midas of Yichud not to be dominant, so even though it exists, it's hidden from us, and we don't see it, and that's it. Oman Neshama, Adayin Anitzich Yishuv Ktsas Al Iyem Midas HaMashal Zeh Shezacharta. Keineni Meivina Heitev Espula Shleimus HaPash Yisbarach. Kilafi Hanira Afi Einena Mechoik HaShleimus. Ki Amarta Shein Shleimus Hamiti Musa. He says, one second, there's something here that's very unclear. You told me before that real Shleimus is something we can't imagine, we can't see, we can't know, v'cholo v'cholo. Good. And then you're telling us that this midah of Shleimus, this midah Nelam of Memshola, is Shleimus. Is it Shleimus? Is it not Shleimus? In other words, make up your mind. You're telling me that real Shleimus is something totally beyond us. Oma Seichel, Heitavto L'Dakdek. Your point is well taken. So the point that he's trying to clarify is when we speak about the shleimus of the bria that will happen with Mershalto and Yehuda Yisbarach, and you also said before there's no such thing as pure shleimus. How do the two things jive? I will now explain to you exactly, clarify it. The real sense of Kadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. This is something that is beyond an Nivroim. It's God, it's divine in its essence, and therefore it has nothing to do with Nivroim. As soon as he wanted to be Noyeg as Brias, he made these Midas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is Mesulik for anything by definition. Let's, I guess, reflect it. When we talk about the Chachmas HaPnim and Kabbalah and Sod and all of these things, one thing is made very clear. We are not at all talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shleimus is something that has no Shaychus to us. It's something that is can have shaychus to us, because by the very fact that we are not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, or in as much as we are something distinct and apart from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so we have no shaychus to that type of shleimus. We have no shaychus to it. However, there's a strata between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the next step down. That is a gray area, so to speak, of hidden, of a much more divine nature than we are. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also Nivraim, but something that is manifests itself in the world and appears in the world and so on. That's the what we have over here.
To use the sort of Kantian terms, there's the theoretical shlemus and the practical shlemus.
Correct. Except that the word theoretical is for us, being that it's not that it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist in any context that we have shaychus to. The word theoretical tends to mean it doesn't really exist, but it's just an ideal that doesn't exist in Mitzvah. It exists.
Right. Okay. I meant that it doesn't exist within our realm in any way that we can speak that intelligence.
Correct.
But it's at least a theory that we can appreciate that we can't connect to.
Correct.
That's the sort of the in the Idra, the low reason Kol Tmuna at the beginning.
Yeah. The low reason Kol Tmuna is much more sharper than that. The low reason Kol Tmuna is that all of the Chachma happens to come within certain descriptions. He's teaching us about different parts of Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anatomy. And before we start speaking at all about anything, we need to say Luris and Kol Tmuna. These are all words that are just meant to be terminology, but they're not real mitzvahs.
Because that part of Kabbalah talks even more specifically about...
Right, about a certain shir koyim, about a ke'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests in Libriya Chazer Shalom, Kabbalah, as a body. The right hand, the left hand, the right skull, the left skull, all of that, it's a catch-22 situation. You can't say something intelligent unless you pin yourself down. If I can't say there are various Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I can't say anything intelligent about each one. It's like every teenager describe an event. It was like just something indescribable.
It was just beyond.
It's a nice way to emote, but it's not really conveying very much of
Can't even, yeah.
Right. So he says. So Shemus HaPas, we say something that you can't. So anything and everything is included, all hanhagas, midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in any shape, way, or form, are all biyachas to a bria that he wanted to create. Let's give an example. We'll take the ideal teacher, the perfect teacher, the theoretical teacher. As you say, so when I sit down and write a textbook for the kids, so I want to do like this. I want to write information, and that needs to be as clear as can be, and as explained as can be, and as concrete as can be. Great. Then I want to give them some problems that challenge them to go beyond with it thinking. So I give them a series of problems that will challenge them to go beyond. But nothing in the textbook is in any way, shape, or form conveying what I think and how I think. It may, but it doesn't have to be. So if the teacher's way beyond the third grade or the fifth grade, the challenging questions that are almost impossible to figure out, they're not challenging almost for him except the teacher. If the kids are on level 6, this is taking them to level 8. The teacher's level 100. It doesn't make a difference. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the framework of a Ratzon Elyon to have Nivroim, then Hanhaga that has Shaykhus and Evroim starts at that point. And there's an Ahoga Nisteris and Ahoga Niglis. Hanhoga is the descriptive term for all spheres. A sphere is an example of a hanhoga. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manig olam through. Manig means he interacts and directs. That's what the word manig will mean. The nimtz mosa pashim is sulgan yagam veloy oid ela shafilu be police of ela atsmom the fergne vrayim mashochalasis loy osa. So now vadrab kovachar has to be built as is machine royal as the vitoyf chokor within that framework. So he allocated x amount of gilui for tachtoinim. He only made use of a portion of that amount. Within the context of their own anhaga, we also could have done shleimus and achisarin. But still, the kavash calls there. So we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated the potential, the maximum potential for Nevroim to understand and grasp and so on, and he allocated a proportion of that for Befoal to come out and the rest of it Bekoach. That's, so we have two strikes against us. One, we are only a percentage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's possible Bria, and even within that percentage, we only a chelik of it has come out in the open, and the other is waiting to be developed.
It makes you think about how they say we only use like 10% of our brain.
Yes. In other words, it's just like on a computer, you'll have, there's a maximum speed at which it could go because of how quickly electrons can travel down the wire and so on. So there's a theoretical maximum, since we're into theories today, and then there's a practical maximum.
This is my actual computer.
Yeah, there's your actual computer.
In terms of those two ratios,
yeah,
it seems like the first one is almost not really a thing.
Correct.
That is to say, because the first one is infinite to something.
Correct. So correct.
Infinite to something, it could be
that's his saying the minute you say something is a nivra, you're saying it's not infinite. So in the very, you know, it's the minute we're talking about us, forget about how much, then it's not the same as a Kaddish Baruch Hu.
Right, so qualitatively it's completely different.
Yes, correct. So that's the, okay. V'omnom, he says, l'yirotz al kopan lech alome kach, sh'yetomid holech v'so b'shutas ha'tovera. He did not want and intend the world to be in that even lower madrega, where there's a constant flux of tovara. Elamitam tuva gadol hayelosim hanhaga achas veitz amukal esaviv kol advarim mitoch tovara atzmo. He wanted that there should come a shleimus of tikkun from the tovara atzmai. Now, there is a point that he's making here, I think, swallowing up in the statement. One is that he wanted everything to come to a tikkun. He also wanted it to come from the given of the tovara they gave us. The tikkun that he had in mind is not an outside thing, but rather from within the context itself of the tovara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create some sort of tikkun for us. Through the interplay of the tovara, this is before we even get specific. Through that interplay of tovara,
it would almost be like a a yeshiva always likes to have a Rosh Yeshiva that is part of the yeshiva as they develop.
The what? I'm sorry?
Developing the yeshiva as a part.
Yes.
Right? So you could bring a Rosh Yeshiva from outside.
Right.
You'd much prefer a center. Like, probably could have brought Shefa from outside. The idea was that it's through...
It's even deeper than that. And let's explain the reason for that. If I fix something by taking an outside element, a patch of sorts, a band-aid of sorts, a transplant of sorts, and putting it in, that the correct statement is the thing was broken, was lacking, it was fixed. So I can distinguish two tkufas, a tkufa of imperfection and tkufa of perfection. So this thing had a hole in it, I then put something on the hole and cemented it and so on. There's another tkufa, there's another way. Let's say I have an airplane, and when it's flying it has no wheels, and right before it gets to land it sticks out the wheels. So it's not the pshat, whoa, the plane was missing wheels and the pilot attached wheels to it. That itself, we then understand it as part of the shleimus that's already there. Was the world to dotter along and do wretchedly, then all of a sudden by here Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a Mashiach from outside, that's lacking in shleimus. But if it develops from within, that is a shleimus.
Like if you get a paper cut, the body's ability to heal itself.
Correct, just like a body healing itself. So that's within. I think we said as Rabbeinu Bechaya, Verapa Yerapa, by in Mishpatim, the Rabbeinu Bechaya comments that you always find. Whenever you talk about a doctor healing, the pay in rape is the gusha, has a dogish. Whenever you're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu healing, it's rafe. So he says, because whenever people heal, it's an intervention, and it always has some collateral effect. That's the reality. In other words, you can't, every medication brings about a positive result with some collateral results that are not so good. Masha Ein Kein Akadosh Baruch Hu, when he heals, there is no damage, there is no bad effect. And the logic is because Akadosh Baruch Hu heals within. The body mends itself. So that's that. You didn't bring in an outside metzius. You attach it from within the metzius itself.
So in a sense, it's really not. It's not tikkun. It's just full expression. What I mean to say.
Well,
is that
correct. The real tikkun is that ultimately it becomes what it ought to become.
Nobody says when wheels go down. They fixed that. We were about to crash into it. So it is because Rahu always had all of the elements within.
But what
does that actually mean? Like, because when you take, let's say, for example, Avraham Avinu, we spoke to, like, how do we look at that? That was almost like something. There's a problem with the hydraulics, and the wheels couldn't go down.
Correct. But so that was Adam's head. But the fact that Akadosh Baruch Hu allows for an other to malfunction. Now let's give an example. A normal eye does not sometimes see and sometimes not see. A normal hand doesn't sometimes move, sometimes not move. But our conscience sometimes tells us, you know, keeps away from bad and sometimes not. So how does that work? The answer is that that itself, so just like a good psychologist, a good therapist will allow someone to to choose not so wisely, trip up, fall on his face, and then be propelled to do good, and then you realize that this therapist really knew what he was doing. Why did you let him go there? You knew he would end up drinking and in the gutter. It's exactly what I wanted. You know, I said, if you want to do that, I assure you, you know what you're doing, and then you come back. Now you realize that you have this problem, that, and the other problem. So within the chisaron itself, you have the shorish for the shlemus.
But there's also, there are like these corrector little like jets that like reset things. That's not Haggadah Seyyid. That is, it's not that Haggadah Baruch Hu completely left it in the hands of...
But just like the therapist, when the therapist says, you should be the one making that decision... In a certain sense, they're directing you in a certain way because that's what they want. They want you to make a decision. They're counting you to make a decision like this, and it'll end up for your tova one way or another. That's, you know, even when it's a failure.
Why does that make a difference?
That's part of a shleimus that things should be nishlam. Omnom. Einze maser shleimus ha-posh ve'atza bulti musak. Shivtiz ha-shem ve'enom shupanim. The shleimus that we talk about is a borrowed term, meaning within the context, 100 on a test doesn't mean you know everything about the subject. It means you know everything in the test. Ela hu dova shibati kal kolponim mi'choy shleimusak hu shatil roi tzil lifol rak lefnei avroim ach yifol imoim b'shleimus v'zehu mekoyer ha-hanhoga eitza amuka shemati ha-mesaveves v'mashas ha-kol tinggom v'ulam ahanu maise v'arek v'shas rachmav kav yosek hanu shol yase kechok shleimusul yisabri shleim etchilosam elo tchilosam chosav sami yisholim. Part of his maise is that he's koyvish even all of that he intended to tell them. Mitam tuva, God was bound that a person should be earn his own way to shleimus. Shel moli hoye meniach loy lomrak min zamishpa. The bris is midei dofiom loy lom. If he would have had just midei zamishpa and boom boom boom, we the world would sort itself out to people that are perfect or not. Ki tomer himself said he can show him. Tells the rosh baskola. Ach ata, avish etchil kachu. So it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis was that this period of making things happen your own comes to an end. So just like you want to let somebody try to do something on his own, but after 2, 3, 4 tries he doesn't work, you do it for him, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Balkenish Eres Midas Lamishpat Begolui Umidas Hatikun Akolo Behesta Kimaser Beseisehen Atche Seifta Vachy Dungo Tzizgos Ilawi. So he said, okay, fine, so now I get it, that the shleimus of that we talk about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted wants to be megalitas, is a shleimus in biyachas to us, in biyachas who we are and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here.
And it goes on and says,
good.